Jason Gray, 34 years old, Tower Grove Park, and we will be conducting our 26th photo flood here in the park today. Photo flood actually began, my wife and I, when we first moved to St. Louis, we started taking trips outside the city to see what was around and refamiliarize ourselves with the place. And on one of those trips, we were passing through a small town and there happened to be this kind of motorcycle, like gang or something coming through the town. I thought how interesting it would be to see it from multiple perspectives versus just my own with the limitations of having just one camera. And it just sort of grew out of that. So it's a marriage of that with the idea of bringing back photographic community to the city of St. Louis. There used to be a really great photographic community in the city about 50 or 60 years ago, and it's slowly dispersed. And so that's the goal, to kind of bring back photographic community. I'll tell you, when we went to the Ville neighborhood, it wasn't really a successful moment in the sort of, receiving a trophy as a great photographic trophy type moment. But it was a moment where I really felt like we seamlessly became a part of that neighborhood and were able to get to the sort of the root of some of the problems that people living there faced. So we met a woman on that particular flood who was standing out in front of her house. And as myself and another photographer were passing her, we asked if we could take her photograph. She said okay. And then after we made the picture, we started just chatting with her, and she just started to kind of break down in tears. And she explained the struggle that she was going through to keep her home, and that her daughter had recently given birth, so she had a new grandchild inside, and she wasn't sure how she was going to be able to make those ends meet, given the pressures that were on her to keep up her home and to sort of provide for both her daughter and her new grandson. And so I thought that was a really interesting insight, and we spent a good deal of that flood talking to her and learning about her and trying to think of ways in which we could help. On that particular flood, we had a friend or a person in the group who writes for local media, and so we thought it would be excellent if he could tell her story. And after we met at the business that day, we went back to her home, and we weren't able to get her to come out again, but we left his contact information in there, in her mailbox, and hopefully at some future point in time, when she feels comfortable, she'll contact that person and make her story known to a greater audience.